This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for tuning in. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, I got to get this off my chest. Will you please stop going to Bruce Springsteen concerts? Would you please stop buying his records? Would you please start slapping him around? You know, these millionaire entertainers, celebrities, whatever you want to call them, boneheads. Right? I mean, they got money. Nothing that happens really bothers them. Nothing that happens really, really, really phases them in any way, shape, manner, or form. You Facebook conservative Facebook warriors? Are you people that claim to be conservatives? What are you doing about it? Stop buying his stuff. Stop watching him. Lady Gaga, she's gonna do a political rant. She either needs to get up there and entertain or stay home. They need to be ready to shut those cameras off on her and shut her down. And you guys, two things. Let's see how many of you are really willing to put up the fight. Let's see how many of you are really, 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 really willing to give up. Okay? Something. Here's what I want you to do. Okay? I want you to go on what is it, Sunday? Right? Sunday's the football game. The big football game. Anyway, I want you to go up Sunday. Okay? And I want you to not buy any Bud beer. Find a secondary beer. Seriously. But this is made by Budweiser. Right? I used to drink Hank's. You know, some of you know what that is. Right? So don't buy the Bud beer. And during halftime, switch something else on. Really? No, seriously. Watch something else, right? Because you're feeding into the frenzy, and even if you're just curious and you're just watching to see what happens, right? Please, 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 don't support these people. Don't give them anything to work with. Don't give them 5 cents extra. Come on, I'm begging you. I shouldn't have to beg you. This should be a no-brainer. No Bud and no Lady Gaga. Right? Come on, think it through. Going nuts. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-REAL-JOE. 732-5563. This just in. I've always wanted to say that for real. Right? This just in. A Boston federal judge is... I don't even know how this goes together. But a federal judge in Boston today declines to extend the Trump travel ban. I'm sorry. The Trump travel ban restraining order, right? two totally different meanings. Apparently, the initial judge who put a temporary injunction against President Donald Trump's travel ban has now said, you know what, the U.S. District Judge in that area, Nathan Gorton, late Friday declined to renew an order prohibiting the detention or removal of persons as part of Trump's executive order on refugees and immigrants. That means that a seven-day temporary injunction against Trump's ban expires on Sunday. Now, as they're sitting around waiting, they can always watch the football game. The initial order came after an American Civil Liberties Union sued on behalf of two University of Massachusetts Dartmouth professors detained at Logan Airport as they returned from an academic conference. The professors are Iranian Muslims and lawful permanent U.S. residents. They were eventually allowed to reenter. See, this is the thing. So we are not allowed to stop anybody for any reason anyway, right? Is that what we're saying? So it wasn't the injunction, it wasn't the attorneys that got them free. All that was happening was their green cards were being checked, made sure they were sufficiently checked out when they were allowed access to the country. Is that really, really, really a problem? Now, the ACLU said it deeply disappointed in Friday's decision. Other plaintiffs include international aid group Oxfam American and several non-citizens living in the U.S. legally. I am sure, right? I am sure that they will work this out. I'm sure that this is not going to be long-lived, end of the world. Nobody's going to... I mean, this is just nuts, people. Someone should protect the country. Nobody else has been for the last 8 years. And do not... Oh, the major problem was under President Bush. Oh, yeah, sure. The Billies came down on the Bush. Shortly after he took office. How long was that being planned? How long was Clinton being told about it, but he chose to ignore it? Come on. Oh, yeah, that's right, too. You will never fess up. You guys on the left, you will never fess up that there's an issue or a problem, or that any one of you guys did anything wrong. That would just be too hard to do now, wouldn't it? Oh. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you've spent and are spending with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, tell a friend, a loved one, an unloved one. Really want to make somebody crazy? Tell them all about the show. Hey, the Dow was up today, the NASDAQ was up, the S&P was up, and gold was up. Go figure. I thought he was going to ruin the economy, this Trump guy. Rick Trader joins me after the break. We're going to have a lot of fun with him on the show. He's the host of Conservative Commandos Radio. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do want you involved. If you don't want to hear your voice, just send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending listening, writing, tweeting, texting, and that kind of stuff. I want to bring on a good friend of mine. He's a friend of the show, and I always enjoy having him on. He is the host of Conservative Commandos Radio, Rick Trader. Rick, thanks for being on with me today.
I am back.
Yeah, but not like a bad rash, so people know you're a good guy. You know, this is good. So always like when you like that. I cleaned it up as much as I could for you. So we've had a couple of interesting. What's he been in office now? Really, truly,
2 weeks.
Right? 2 weeks, and not even a full 2 weeks yet. Cranking along at breakneck speed. But Rick, let me get your take on something here. He's a businessman. Businessmen aren't used to waiting for something to happen, right? They're used to calling it out, telling people they want something done, and getting it done, correct?
That's the way successful people are.
Yeah, and so the left is screaming that he's moving too. I think they can't keep it up. They can't put up enough roadblocks, right? And I think that's what the problem is. I don't think the problem is he's moving too fast for the good of the people. He's moving too fast for the bad of the Dems.
Let me tell you how fast he's moving, Joe. You don't hear about the Russians anymore, do you? You don't hear about the Russian hacking anymore, do you? I mean, he just leaves all that stuff in his dust, and he is just plowing on. He's just going right ahead. And it's got the left spinning. They are spinning. They don't know where to go next, what to do next. They are spinning.
Yeah. Have you seen any of the clips of the recent, I guess Nancy Pelosi did a town hall on CNN, and people were calling her on the carpet. Her own people were calling her on the carpet for some of the stuff she's ignoring and not doing and that kind of stuff. And it was a guy from Texas that was talking about what was going on his property and why didn't she come down to the border and why didn't she this and why didn't she that. She actually said to him, I've been down to the border. We're not really seeing the things that you're talking about, but I'm sorry you're going through it. He talked about his dogs were playing with a human head. He was talking about how... they had all kinds of stuff going on. He says, you know, you go out to feed the sheep, you've got to have two guns with you. You know, people were trying to bust down his back door, and he wasn't the only one telling these stories. If you recall, there was a rash of this going on until Texas took it into their own hands. But she denies that. That mother that was crying about her son that was tied up, beat up, set on fire, and ridiculed, Pelosi said, we don't normally, that's like an anomaly. We don't normally have, that stuff just doesn't happen in San Francisco. And the woman says, are you out of your mind? This goes on all the time. Pelosi, she really may have some psychological issues. Might you say that, Doctor?
Well, I don't know about psychological issues, but, you know, she's isolated in her little palaces in Washington, in San Francisco. Down on the border, I doubt that she's ever been on the border. I've not been to the border. I don't know about you, but a very good friend of mine, Kevin Wade, has. And he has talked to the ranchers down there. He's talked to people that live along the border. And it is terrible what these poor people are going through. People traipsing through the property, you know, night and day. It's awful. I don't know how they could stay down there, but they do.
Oh, and
they have to.
Yeah, and they talk about body parts.
Yes. Just terrible what these poor people have to go through. Hopefully, all that is stopping now with Donald Trump. He is letting the border agents do the jobs they were hired to do, and that's a good thing. And by doing that, the American people are being protected. You know, Joe, what I've said all along is I wanted a president that is going to put America and Americans first. These protected were
well.
These
now,
people
now,
were
Rick,
elected to protect them.
Rick, that makes you a nationalist, Rick. You know, and being a nationalist is a bad thing. Why is it always about the Americans first? What's wrong with you people?
I'm just telling you what I want. I want a president who's going to protect and serve the American people first. The people who elected, employed, and are paying these leaders. Not the foreigners. Let's not put the foreigners first. Let's put the best interest of the United States of America first. And that's what I'm seeing out of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing out of Donald. And I don't think I'm alone, Joe.
No.
I really don't think I'm alone.
No. I was joking around with you. It's like the left goes nuts when you say America first. We have to take care of Americans first. And I always say to people, how do you pay or how do you help somebody put food on their table when you can't feed your own family? How do you help somebody with their electric bill when you can't keep yours on? You can't put gas in your car. How do you help them put gas in their car? This is nuts. The attitude that they have is how much money we can spend and how we can keep doing this. They're just out of their minds. Personal.
You know, Joe, it's like a neighborhood. It's like your family in a neighborhood. You're going to take care of your family first. yes, you care what's going on with the neighbors. And if you had something left over and your neighbor was having a hard time, you would help your neighbor out. But, you know, unless you're strong, unless your family is strong, unless your finances is strong, Joe, you can't help the neighbor.
I agree.
You become just as poor as the neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
You know the old expression, you're only as strong as your weakest link?
Yep.
That goes for our country. We are the most giving, generous country on the face of the earth. Whenever there's a hurricane, flood, earthquake, other kind of catastrophe, America is there firstest with the mostest. And why can we do that? Because we are strong. But if you open your borders and just let everybody in for every reason, what they're doing is they're bringing their poverty with them. And when they bring their poverty with them, they bring other things with them. Crime, diseases, needs that they expect everyone else to fill. So we become weaker.
Yep.
And then when we have these catastrophes around the world, hey, the United States will not be in a position to help. I don't see any aid and help coming from Greece.
You know, when you think about what takes place around the world during national catastrophes, when, you know, things are going on in other countries, we're among the first nation to show up to help out, to do what we need to do. To help out these countries. It's just amazing how they don't care. They're not interested in what we do when it comes to the good. They're only interested in what we do when it comes to bad. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. You know how capitalism works. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Much, much more. Rick Trader with the host of Conservative Commandos Radio when we come back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the...
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of my favorite guests to have on the show, and because he's got a real grip on reality. You know, some people are full of themselves, or they really have a really weird look at politics and certain things, but I always enjoy being on with him. Rick Schrader, host of the Conservative Commandos radio show. Rick, thanks so much for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Joe, it's always a lot of fun joining you.
Well, I like to think so. I don't think we're one of those dry shows, you know, and definitely a little color in this show, let me tell you what.
No, In fact, I can't wait. I can't wait for the end of February when we are at CPAC together.
Oh, yeah, we're having a lot of fun there.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm not one of those conspiracy guys. I'm not one of those guys that always looking for the dark lining or what have you. But give me your take on the realities of how involved you think Soros is in these riots and, you know, in funding a lot of the negative things going on in this country. I'm curious as to what you think.
Joe, I don't know about George Soros. I don't have any insight to him and his activities, but just certain things are very suspicious to me. Like, just figure, a Saturday night or a Sunday night, out of the blue, hundreds of people end up at an airport all together at the same time, spontaneously demonstrating against Donald Trump's policies. Gee, isn't that amazing? That they all they all get so upset and so motivated and activated that they all show up at the same place at the same time. You know, Joe, I don't believe in mere coincidences like that. I believe something like that has to be orchestrated.
Wait a minute. You don't think they all showed up at Target at the same time and there was a run on black pants, black shirts, and black mask?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No.
Did it was a new fashion statement or what?
Look at the riots that happened in Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, they all show up very similarly dressed. They all have face masks on. That wasn't spontaneous. You know, Joe, I don't know about George Soros. I don't know about his involvement. I don't know who's organizing these things. But I will tell you this. I'm all for bringing back the Committee on Un-American Activities. Now, that sounds like Joe McCarthy, doesn't it? But if you look back at history, Joe McCarthy was right. He was right a whole lot more than he was wrong. In fact, he was right about 97% of the time. However, revisionist history like that coming out of Hollywood has demonized Joe McCarthy. But I really do think that there needs to be an investigation who is inciting these riots. And I think that they should be charged criminally.
I agree. Look at, when you look at the damage, you look at what was done. Do you know that so far there's only been one arrest last night of what went down at Berkeley? They have all those pictures. They had, you know, they had the cops there. They had all this stuff happening there. And you're telling me they could only find one arrest from the other night? I find that just incomprehensible. And the fact that, you know, Trump comes out, they go nuts with Trump. So he comes out and he says, you know, maybe we should pull federal funding till they decide to adhere to federal law, till they decide to allow free speech. And people are going nuts. I'm saying, well, what's wrong with that? Didn't Mr. Oblamo tell schools that he was going to pull federal funding from the schools if they didn't adhere to the bathroom rule that he dictated and signed as an executive order? It wasn't even a law.
There you go, Joe. There you go. I think that President Trump, and boy, it's so nice to call somebody a president one time. I believe that President Trump should also pull funding, not just from the schools, but from the police departments and the community, who was not protecting the people there who were gathering peacefully. And I believe that there are people there gathering peacefully from both sides. Some troublemakers got involved, and that's where the problem started. Both sides had the right to be protected, to express their First Amendment rights of speech and assembly. Okay? Both sides have the right to do that. But once you start rioting, once you start beating somebody, once you start using assault and battery on someone, you know, assault, the word assault, people need to look that up. Assault means you are verbally abusive to somebody. Battery is when you actually hit someone. So these people were being assaulted. I saw one young girl being pepper sprayed in the face. That is battery. The moment you do that, you cross the line. You cross the line. They're the people, Joe. We need to find out who they are, who motivated them, who incited them, and we need to bring that person to justice also.
You know, I agree with you, and I think people need to understand something. There's a big difference between a protest. There's a big difference between a riot, okay? And
yes.
Guys like you and I have no... I don't care what side of an issue you're on, but guys like you and I, okay, we're okay with a protest. We're okay with freedom of speech. We're okay with you guys, you know, venting your nasty, you know, right?
I participated in protests. In 2009, in 2010, in 2011, I participated in protests. I participated in rallies. I was in Washington, D.C. with 1,200,000 other like-minded people. We rallied, we protest, we let our feelings be known. But then what happened is we went home and then we went to work. We went to work to get Pelosi out of the speakership. We went to work to give the Republicans the majority in the House of Representatives. We went to work to give the Republicans the majority in the Senate. We went to work to elect a president who felt the same way about things that we do. We didn't riot. We didn't beat up people. Okay? We didn't assault people. But that's what we're seeing from the people on the left now. But, Joe, I have a little bit of hope. I have a little hope for our country. I have a little hope for President Trump. And I'll tell you where I'm coming from. Tonight, I saw Scott Walker interviewed. And it dawned on me that Scott Walker was the villain a few years ago, just like Donald Trump is the villain today.
Right.
Remember what was going on in Wisconsin? All the protests, all the shouting, all the screaming, all the rioting that was happening in Wisconsin. They recalled Scott Walker. Scott Walker beat them. And then Scott Walker went ahead and won re-election. And today, Wisconsin is as quiet as a mouse. Donald Trump needs to continue to go with his agenda. He needs to continue to give the people what he promised them that he would do. And I believe all this rioting, all this protest is going to go away. I really do.
Well, you might be right. It might die down. Yeah, it might die down after a while. But have you, in your lifetime, have you really ever seen this kind of rioting? I'm not even going to give them the nice side of saying protesting for any president coming into office.
I've seen rioting like this in the 60s in the big cities,
right.
Like Philadelphia,
right.
And Detroit, but never protesting a president or any other politician. No, that part is unprecedented.
Yeah,
but I think that they will become irrelevant. I really do. I think that people will look at the things that Donald Trump is doing and achieving, and then they're going to look at them and they're going to say, "What is wrong with these people? I'm back to work. My neighbors are back to work. The economy is strong. Things are going great here. We're being respected around the world once again because they world leaders know that we have a leader who is putting America first."
Yeah, I
believe those people are going to become irrelevant.
Yeah, I had, I don't know if you know him, retired General Paul Valley on the show yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and he talked about his trip to Europe and how he just got back. And he said, Joe, they love us over there now. They really feel like that maybe we'll stick up for them. Maybe we'll help them, move forward and clean up some of the things that are going on over there in Europe. They had no hope under Obama. They didn't believe at all they could count on us for any help whatsoever. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about there's still some crazy stuff going on campuses. Teachers and the teacher unions are pushing kids, giving kids extra credit to go to anti-Trump rallies. But we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Rick Trader will join me on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Do what you got to do, but come on back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
Surprised I'll get in trouble for this one.
Ow, he's a
we are back.
Ow.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get right back to my guest. Rick Traynor joins me, host of Conservative Commandos Radio. Rick, first of all, thanks for being with me. Second, tell people where they can find your show.
Conservative Commandos is at ccrshow.com, ccrshow.com, Monday through Friday at 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, and it's a great show. He's got some great guests on there. Always have some good co-hosts on with him as well. And I do appreciate your time you're on with me today. Let's again. I mean, the craziness that's going on campuses across the country. We've gotten away from these reading, writing, arithmetic. We got away from teaching kids or young people the true calling. You know, if they want to be lawyers, doctors, and what have you, we're away from that. Now we're teaching them how to protest. We're giving them extra credit to attend anti-Trump rallies. And then the teachers' union was caught in New York. They were caught stuffing into the backpacks with flyers attacking Trump. All right? So these people have gotten involved to the point where it is an ongoing, it's a constant attack on Trump. And they're not supposed to be doing these with the kids. I mean, this is actually in most ed code, it is against code for them to get involved in political conversations with kids like this, or to kind of push them in a certain direction. No different than church, right? We can't talk about candidates at church. Now, you got my kid for 8 hours, and you think I'm okay with you telling them what your political leanings are? I mean, what should we do about it? What should we do with the teachers and the teachers' unions to really get them under control with this kind of thing?
Well, for one thing, Joe, people, parents have to get involved. They have to find out what their kids are learning and who are teaching. You're a member of the school board, Joe.
Yep.
People need to use you as an example.
Yep.
Okay? But is there any, you know, when you see a teacher mocking the assassination of a president
yep.
in a classroom, is there any better reason for people to homeschool their kids?
Yeah. You know what? She
you
should,
know, look
she
at the
should.
Facts. There are more kids being homeschooled now than ever before. Okay. And as I believe, a lot of it has to do with teachers like that and administrations that condone and allow something like that to happen.
Yeah. Well, you know what? She should have been arrested the next day like anybody else. Even you know, it's like getting on a plane and saying, I hope the plane doesn't have a bomb on it. You can be arrested for that.
Yep.
That's a federal offense.
Yep.
Even though you're just kind of smiling and joking around, you know that kind of, you're just a goofball. Yeah, they don't take it lightly. Same thing with the president. When you make any kind of threat towards a president, whether it can be substantiated right away or not, they normally lock you up and you know, till they can vet the whole thing out. They're not
yep.
doing that. Can you imagine under Obama if these things took place?
I totally agree, Joe. That teacher, she should be arrested. Her computer should be confiscated. Her computer should be analyzed to find out what else she is up to. She should be put on a no-fly list.
Yep,
she should not be able to get away with that. I mean, that is, and this is somebody who's in our schools teaching and influencing our kids.
Well, what about
oh
the,
my God.
What about the Sarah Silverman nut job? Now, she's actually out there saying that we need to go to martial law, right? The military needs to take over the government until Trump steps down or, you know, he leaves, and Bernie Sanders should be, you know, step up into his place. I mean, these people are whacked. They do not understand that the reason they can say what they say, the reason they're not dragged out in an alley by President Trump or Dictator Trump and not shot, is because they live under a constitutional republic, representative republic, not a mob rules. Right?
Well, Joe, there's something that we can do about Sarah Silverman. We should use our economic power to shut her up.
Okay? I agree.
She's supposed to be an entertainer. So we stop going to her concerts. We stop listening to her. Any movie that she's on, we don't go to. Any TV that she's on, we turn the program out. Same thing, Super Bowl. Super Bowl's coming up Sunday. Okay, the halftime performer, I'm not going to use her name. But you know what? I'm going to watch the Super Bowl. Come halftime, I'm turning it off. I'm turning the damn thing off, and I'm going to call Fox News, or I'm going to call Fox New York, and say, hey, I'm not watching a Super Bowl halftime show. I'll turn it on in a half an hour when this idiot is no longer on stage. I'm not going to watch that. I'm not going to watch that halftime show.
I don't blame you at all.
People should tell the sponsors, the people that are sponsoring this trash, this garbage, these idiot entertainers. Joe, when I go to a concert, I want to hear music. When I go to a play, I want to be entertained. I want to see acting. I don't want to hear their political views. If I want to hear somebody's political views, I'll turn on the TV, Fox, even CNN, MSNBC, people that have a little bit of an idea of what they're talking about. I'm not going to listen to some comedian like Whoopi Goldberg tell me what, or Joyless Bayhard. I could care less what she thinks.
Well, I tell you what I love. Here's what I love. I love the fact that Whoopi Goldberg, people like them, were down and out. They were on welfare. They got a shake. They got all their constitutional rights, okay? They got all these opportunities. And now they're sitting on top of the world, and they don't realize, she doesn't realize that a lot of those opportunities given to her were given to her by Republicans, not Democrats. You know what I'm saying?
And all those opportunities they got came within this country, Joe. You know, let me tell you something. My first ancestor came to the New World in 1635. He was a young boy, 15, 16 years old. His name was Henry. He came here as a slave. He came here as an indentured slave. That was my first ancestor into this country. On my mother's side, my grandmother and grandfather came to the United States in 1911 from Warsaw because they saw what was happening in Europe, and they wanted to get out. They come to America for freedom, for opportunity, not for free things. And what I'm getting at, Joe, is I think about these people, my ancestors, all the time, what they went through so I could have the kind of life that I have. And I'm not rich. I'm not famous. But I do live in the greatest country on God's blue-green earth. And I think about these people that call them the hyphenated Americans. And if they think that their ancestors had it so much better in the places that they came from, go back. Go back to where your ancestors come from and see if you have the opportunities there that you have here in a good old U.S. of A.
Why does
all the world want to come here if the United States is so horrible, so oppressive? If it's so bad, why do they want to come here in the first place? And if you want to come here for opportunity, for a chance, become an American. Assimilate into our society. Don't bring your societies and your cultures with you. No.
Yep.
No. That's what you say you're trying to get away from.
Yep.
Come here. Become part of the American dream.
Yeah, it's beyond me. You know, we have the stories. A lot of these young people don't know the stories. They didn't grow up next to a true immigrant, somebody who actually came here from an oppressive country, from a fascist country. You know, my ancestors, my relatives are Italian. You know, they saw what Mussolini was doing to people firsthand. They know what could happen, and it's always a kick when they call this current president a fascist. I'm going, you would know a fascist if he was your best friend, for God's sakes.
Fascist is somebody who goes to a rally and pepper sprays someone.
Yeah.
Or takes barricades and smashes in glass. Or burns an immigrant's car in Washington, D.C. They are the fascists.
You brought up the pepper spray girl. Wasn't that great? She was simply giving an interview, and somebody didn't like what she was saying. So they pepper sprayed her. Now, no big deal's been made about that. Can you imagine if it was the other way around? Can you imagine if somebody was talking about how much they loved Obama and you ran around and sprayed them in the face with pepper spray? What do you think would happen?
I don't even want to think about what would happen, Joe.
They wouldn't find you.
You know, Joe, you would be arrested.
Yeah.
You would be arrested.
Would have been.
Absolutely,
you're right.
You would be arrested. I mean, you've got the thought police out there from the left that if you say anything that they perceived as homophobic or racist, they want to arrest you. They want to ruin your life. But these people think nothing of pepper spraying that young girl in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, that is awful. And then the police don't do a damn thing. And I don't want to criticize the police. I want to criticize the police that were there doing nothing except watching these people act up.
Yep.
Watching these people break down the barricades and take the barricades and smash them into buildings.
Well, we're up against it. You know how it works. Quickly tell people where to find you.
Conservative Commandos Radio Show, Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Our website is ccrshow.com, ccrshow.com. Joe, always great to visit.
Thanks for thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me. Hey, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I've got a lot more I want to talk about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening on The Real Side.